The question is, what's your understanding of the word sleeveen? What do you think of it? Do you use it in your daily language? Is it a deadly insult to be thrown at an Irish person? I wonder how you're feeling about that. And the reason why I'm asking that question is because that was the insult which was flung across the floor of the Dáil yesterday by the leader of Sinn Féin towards Micheál Martin. The dictionary refers to sleeveen as a sly, obsequious, smooth-tongued person. And the idea is that it's an untrustworthy person. It describes someone who's two-faced, a smooth-talking schemer, or a trickster who flatters you to your face but acts out of pure self-interest behind your back. The word has Irish roots and is heavily used both in Ireland and in Newfoundland. Sleeveen. Is it fair? All fair in love and war in the Dáil? Is this appropriate language to use? Or was Mary Lou justified? This was the row which erupted. It was a long row. This is an excerpt from it yesterday when Mary Lou MacDonald was challenging Micheál Martin on the record level rent rises and evictions that we're seeing following the government's latest intervention in the rental market. Have a listen.
Direct state intervention in the housing market is about 9 billion. Central Bank says we need about 20 billion. So we need a combination of public sector investment in housing with private sector investment in housing. And that does mean a long-term certainty in terms of the rental market. Now, I've looked at all your proposals before the election. I've looked at all your manifestos. They are very, very poor in terms of any analysis. No, sorry. They are very poor.
They're sorry. Absolutely. Sorry. There's not much point.
They're shocking.
Stop.
There's no
not
deep.
Your question. If you're sorry.
They're very poor. All you could all Sinn Féin offered the last time was a house without the land. But actually, Deputy, again, you may feign the laugh. But actually, I would challenge anybody.
Now up to the deputy to respond to it.
Well, look, Count Paula,
it has been disruptive.
Count Paula, what's been unacceptable here has been a deliberate attempt to interrupt and heckle. I did not do that.
Thank you, Taoiseach.
I did not do that to Deputy MacDonald.
So, Taoiseach, you have nowhere to hide today because the consequences of your actions are very, very clear. The Fine Gael Fianna Fáil rent hike bill has meant the highest rent hikes on record and evictions at the highest levels since the famine. You've chosen deliberately to side with corporate landlords and with vulture funds. Those are your choices. But I have to tell you that it takes a very particular type of sleeveen to stand in this House and suggest that it is okay for families to face a rent bill of €30,000 a year in Dublin and €27,000 a year in Galway. A very special kind of sleeveen politics from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. Shame on you. Shame on you.
Now, but I would ask you on behalf of the House to withdraw the name that you've just used.
It's true.
Will you withdraw that?
A sleeveen is a sleeveen.
That's fine.
A rose by any other name and a sleeveen by any other name. Shame on you in the faith.
Time is up. Deputy, your time is up. Now you're taking advantage.
Deputy MacDonald, resume your seat. Your time is up. Taoiseach, that's your record. Don't you dare lecture the rest of us on the opposition benches.
Taoiseach to respond. Taoiseach to respond, please.
Greatest respect. I think it's just plain stupid to go on about the greatest evictions of the famine. That's not serious about our housing problem. We have a housing crisis here. But all I see from
allow
the opposition,
the answer.
All I see from the opposition, Sinn Féin in particular, is empty rhetoric, no solutions, usual kind of sloganeering that won't build houses. And I tell you, I have a document here with all the objections that those parties' representatives objected to housing project after housing project.
As a party,
they're not serious about this. Now, I understand through the chair. I understand this is about politics and electoral politics. But what I'm determined to do, Deputy, no, it's not. You're just, you're empty. You are empty in terms of policy formulation. You are empty on substance, Deputy. You have no substance when it comes to housing.
Absolutely.
No substance.
Total and utter disrespect.
No substance whatsoever. And the proof of the pudding was in the last election, because people didn't buy your pick in the poll. They didn't buy your pick in the poll because you got it wrong. And your party knows you got it wrong.
That's it. That, Deputy O'Brien. I call on Deputy O'Brien. Deputy Ivanovacic.
Yeah, there you go. That's how it went in the Dáil yesterday in that row over the rent increases and the eviction increase that we've seen in the last quarter. And that was Mary Lou MacDonald calling Micheál Martin a Sleaveen and accusing him of Sleaveen politics. If you have a view on that, get in touch. Is that the language we're using in the Dáil today? Is that fair enough? Or do you take objection to it? Give us your view. What's your understanding of what a Sleaveen is? Let us know on the programme as well. We want to hear from you. Lots more on the way. We'll be talking about RT's appearance for the Oireachtas Committee and also a call for Killarney to be used for the EU presidency. That's next.